Australian officials on Wednesday recovered a powerfully radioactive container that was lost in the desert. Officials said a team found the small container or capsule after days of searching, involving about 100 people along 1,400 kilometers of highway. The capsule is smaller than a coin, a piece of metal money. The capsule contained cesium-137, a highly radioactive material. It was lost while being transported more than 2 weeks ago. A vehicle equipped with special detection equipment picked up the radiation from the capsule, officials from the state of Western Australia said. The search team then used smaller detection equipment to find the capsule itself. It was about 2 meters from the side of the road in an area far from any community, officials said. The mining company Rio Tinto used the radioactive capsule to measure the density of iron ore in the Gudai-Darri mine in the Australian state's remotely Kimberley area. Rio Tinto was sending the capsule to a center near the state capital, Perth. The distance from Kimberley to Perth is greater than the length of the island of Great Britain. Simon Trott, the head of iron ore from Rio Tinto, said the company would pay for the cost of the search if asked by the state government. "We're sorry that has occurred, and we're sorry for the concern that has caused within the Western Australian community," he said. Australians had been told to stay at least 5 meters away if they saw the capsule. Exposure to radiation could cause radiation burns or sickness, but driving past was said to be low risk. Western Australia's Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson said the discovery was an extraordinary result. The search involved the state's Emergency Response Department, defense officials, and radiation experts. "People are not permitted to go within 20 meters of the capsule while defense officials confirm it through a serial number. It will then be placed in a lead container and kept in a secure place in Newman. Newman is a town about 1,200 kilometers northwest of Perth. It will be taken to the state capital on Thursday." The capsule is only 6 millimeters across and 8 millimeters long, but it contains cesium-137. The small amount can release radiation equal to 10 X-rays every hour. Officials said the capsule fell off a truck and landed on the side of the road. Officials added that it was unlikely contamination in the area would be a problem. Rio Tinto said in a statement that it would investigate whether it should have hired specialist contractors. SGS Australia prepared a capsule and Centurion transported it. Centurion said it is investigating how the capsule fell off the truck. The container provided by SGS arrived in Perth in the same condition in which it was sent. Technical GPS information showed the truck did not suddenly change speed. Western Australia's Chief Health Officer Andrew Robertson said there would be an investigation. He said officials would consider charges under the state's radiation safety laws from 1975. The highest fine for failing to safely deal with radioactive substances is about $700. The state government said on Wednesday it was considering a change to permit bigger fines. But officials said they may not use new laws against Rio Tinto for this incident.